commencing our class on sujood as-sahw. In the last class, we explained that as-sahw, what as-sahw is related to, what it involves and what it does not involve. We mentioned that as-sahw would involve a person erring or forgetting. An-nisyan, awil ghafla. The individual could forget something in salah, or his mind goes off that thing in salah. So these are the issues about which the sujood as-sahwi is legislated. As for things that are deliberate from the praying person, such as deliberately increasing the rak'at or deliberately reducing the rak'at or deliberately omitting something that is compulsory, some of these things may completely destroy the salah of the individual. If a person, for example, deliberately observes Salatul Fajr as 3 rak'at, deliberately, no billion sujood sahwi will cater for that deliberate action of his. Neither does sujood sahwi take care of deliberately reducing Salatul Maghrib to be 2 rak'at. Sujood as-sahwi does not come in the when it is deliberate. So sujood as-sahwi will come when it is a thing of error. So Al-Imam al-Shawkani in our book Ad-Durar al-Bahiyya fi al-Masail al-Fiqhiyya, he says, Babu sujood as-sahwi, a chapter regarding sujood as-sahwi, the sujood we make as a result of as-sahw, error, an-nisyan, forgetfulness, or doubts, shak sometimes also comes under, in fact truly comes under the issues of sujood as-sahw. So the sujood is for as-sahw, as-sujood li-sahwi. So that's why they say linguistically sujood as-sahwi means it is an ascription of the sujood to its cause. Idafatul fail ila sababihi. What is the fail? Sujood is the action you perform, something you do. What is the cause of that sujood, that action? As-sahwi. So you ascribe what you do, something that you do, to the cause of doing it. So sujood as-sahwi. So it is not something that is applicable when the individual deliberately does something. So we explained these in the last class. So Al-Imam al-Shawkani said, Rahimahullah, Babu sujood as-sahwi, the chapter regarding sujood as-sahwi. He said, Rahimahullah, وهو سجدتان قبل التسليم أو بعده وهو سجدتان قبل التسليم أو متى أو بعده وبإحرام وتشهد وتحليل وبإحرام وتشهد وتحليل ويشرع لترك مسنون وللزيادة ولو ركعة سهوا وللشك في العدد وإذا سجد الإمام تابعه المؤتم. So we'll pick it one after the other inshallah. It says وهو سجدتان قبل التسليم أو بعده. سجود السهوي سجدتان قبل التسليم أو بعده. Imam Shawkani said that the sujood as-sahwi, the prostrations of forgetfulness we observe in salah, says وَهُوَ سَجْدَتَانِ, they are two units, two prostration. It means sujood sahwi cannot be three. Someone errs in salah and then he prostrates three times. No, that is not sujood sahwi. Someone errs in salah and he prostrates once. He says, what are you doing? He says, sujood sahwi, it's wrong. If it is sujood sahwi, how many prostrations must it be? Two. So that's why he says, wa huwa sajdata. So it removes three prostrations, four prostrations, five prostrations. It also removes any less than two prostrations. So sujood sahwi must be two prostrations, with which we correct the error in that salah. So he said, rahimahullah, wa huwa sajdata. Sujood sahwi is made of two prostrations. He also said, rahimahullah, qabla taslim aw ba'dahu. So the sujood sahwi should be qabla taslim, before the taslim that takes us out of salah. Sujood sahwi can come aw ba'dahu, or after the taslim that takes us out of salah. So before taslim, after which we stand up and go away, salah has ended correctly, sujood sahwi can come before that taslim. Aw ba'dahu. The Imam Shawkani says, sujood sahwi can also come after the taslim. This expression, sajdatani qabla taslimi aw ba'dahu, can mean two things. It can mean what we just explained, that sujood sahwi, any of them that you make suffices. If you make sujood, whether before taslim or after taslim, for any of the errors, whether you added to the salah or you removed something from the salah, if you perform sujood sahwi before or after, it suffices. And this is what Al-Imam Shawkani means. He means that, rahimahullah, whatever the error you commit, whether you perform one rak'ah of fajr and after taslim, you remember that you are still owing one more rak'ah. So you come back, you observe that one rak'ah, and then you make taslim, and then you make sujood sahwi. This sujood sahwi, we call it al-ba'diyyah. You can also make it al-qabliyah. Shawkani is saying, rahimahullah, this picture that we have depicted, it can be qabla taslim, sujood sahwi can be, or what? Ba'da taslim. Whether you reduce from that salah, for example, you are performing salah to zuhur, and instead of sitting down for at-tashahud al-awwal, you stand up for the third rak'ah. You know you have reduced something from salah. At the end of the salah, you can make sujood sahwi before the taslim. This is what we are used to. Shawkani is saying, rahimahullah, you can also correct that salah by making that sujood when? After taslim. What Al-Imam Shawkani is saying is that, وَهُوَ سَجْدَتَانِ قَبْلَ التَّسْلِيمِ أَوْ بَعْدَهُ. Sujood sahwi can be made for any error in salah, before taslim or after taslim. But this expression could be read to understand that sujood sahwi, some of them come before taslim, some of them come after taslim. But this is not what he means. In fact, one of those who did the sharh of Ad-Durar al-Bahiyya, our book that we are reading, he actually explained it like that, but that explanation is wrong. You'll ask me, so how do I know? Because Ash-Shawkani himself did a sharh of this book. What he explained is different from what that person explains. Do we understand? One of those who did the sharh of this book explained that what Ash-Shawkani means here is that some parts of sujood sahwi can come before taslim. Some of them can come after taslim. But that is not what Shawkani is saying. What Shawkani intends, Rahimahullah, Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Shawkani, what he intends to say here, and he has actually said, is that sujood al-sahwi is correct whether you make it before taslim or after taslim, no matter the error, whether it is error of ziyada, an addition, or is the error of what? A nuqsan, a reduction in salah. Because what we are used to in Mazhab Maliki around us is that if you increase the salah, you make ba'diyah. If you reduce the salah, you make what? Qabliyah. But Shawkani is saying, whether you reduce the salah or increase the salah, you can make either qabliyah or what? Ba'diyah. I said, how do I know that that is what he's saying? He said that in his own sharh of this book. That what I am saying is that the ulama say, Sahibul Bayti Adra Bima Fiha. Sahibul Bayt Adra Bima Fiha. The one who writes the stanzas of poetry, he understands that poetry than any other person. Just like you would say, the person who has built a house, he knows what he has placed inside his house. And then they say again that Ahlul Makkah Adra Bishariha. The people of Makkah, they know the pathways more than anybody. For you, if you look at it, this place looks like this one. The people of Makkah know that they are different. Why? Because they are residents of the city. So Imam Shawkani knows best what he intends. So what he intends in this passage, that sujood al-sahwi wa huwa sajdatani qabla taslim aw ba'dahu, what he means is that sujood al-sahwi can be before taslim or what? Or after taslim. You see now that we really needed to format what we have before. He proved it, rahimahullah. We will come back to it. Some people can start saying, oh, me, buddy, ko tuma si pe ko ko e se bo se ye ko ri yen. Many times people say, I've never heard it like that before. Se gbogbo wa ti lo ti gbo. You've heard all the words of admonitions in this world, or you read all the books. You don't know everything. So don't say, oh, I've not heard it, is the reason why you will not accept the truth that is proven to you. The second thing someone can say, I was Allah for Sabe, one Sabe Dada. You will hear it here, Bismillah. And one more reason why we need to know, understand that, we'll come back to that later. Let's leave that aside. Some of the people who wrote on this matter made it appear like an opinion in Faradabihi Shawkani Rahimahullah. An opinion that's for Shawkani alone. Unfortunately, they have to say that because that is the opinion of Sheikh Al-Albani. Rahimahullah. Al-Imam Muhammad Nasiruddin Al-Albani, that is his view. So if you attack Shawkani's view, there is no need you mention Al-Albani Rahimahullah. That's what they do. If you say that position of Shawkani is for Shawkani alone, then you don't need to talk about Sheikh Al-Albani. But the intention is to attack who? Al-Albani himself. So many times people do things like this. But we will leave the two of them aside. Inshallah, we'll establish it. That is the correct thing. If you err by adding to Salah, you can make sujood al-sahwi qabla taslim. If you err by reducing from Salah, you can make sujood al-sahwi to correct your Salah. Sujood al-sahwi for ziyada awil nuqsan fi Salah ja'izun, your Jews, it is allowed. You may have something better than that. We'll come back to that. It is the next stage of our discussion. But the first stage is to prove that both for addition and reduction in the salah of the individual has a permissibility to correct that salah either by making his sujood sahwi qabla taslim or ba'da taslim. Al-Imam Shawkani said, rahimahullah, in his sharh of Ad-Durar al-Bahiyya that he titled Ad-Darrarij al-Mudhiyya, he said, rahimahullah, after quoting a hadith, his view is that, rahimahullah, There are situations where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam corrected his salah by making al-qabli. There are situations where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam corrected his salah by making what? Al-ba'di. So why should you restrict me to say no, it can only be qabli in these cases, or it can only be ba'di in these cases, when he did both? He did both, rahimahullah, alayhi salatu wasalam. The Prophet sometimes will correct his salah with al-ba'diyah, sometimes he will correct his salah with what? Al-qabliyah. So why do you restrict it and say no, it's for qabliyah alone, no, it's for ba'diyah alone? No, it means it is permissible on both occasions. Basic permissibility. Your Jews, it is allowed if you add to salah, like you make prostration 3 times instead of 2 in any of the raka'ats of salah. At the end of salah, if you like, you can make al-qabliyah. If you like, you can also make what? Al-ba'diyah. Even though what we know about a situation like this is that if you add, you make what? Al-ba'diyah. But that is also restricted to Mazhab Imam Malik. Because in the Mazhab of Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, all corrections must be qabliyah. So how do we settle it? If you insist that some must be qabliyah, some must be ba'diyah, somebody will tell you that that is the Mazhab of Malik. The Mazhab of Shafi'i, all should be what? Qabliyah. And in the Mazhab of Al-Imam Abu Hanifa, all should be what? Ba'diyah. But Al-Imam Shawkani said, rahimahullah, there are hadith that proves that sometimes the Prophet corrected using Al-Qabliyah, sometimes he corrected using what? Al-Ba'diyah. Whether it is ziyada or what? Al-Nuqsan. Whether it is an addition or a reduction from that salah. So he stated those ahadith. The ahadith in this chapter, there are about 6 major reports. All these issues of qabli, ba'di, is that there. 6 ahadith. Fortunately, Al-Imam Muslim has given us those ahadith in his book, in his sahih. I wish that we go to read them all on our own. If we go to Kitab al-Masajid in Sahih Muslim, you will find Bab al-Sahwi fi al-Salah under Kitab al-Masajid. Bab al-Sahwi fi al-Salah. Kitab al-Masajid. Bab al-Sahwi fi al-Salah in Sahih Muslim. Al-Imam Muslim gave all the ahadith. So if you go back to Sahih Muslim, you can read that. Sahih Muslim is on many of us on our phones. Just go to the book or mosque or masajid, chapter Babu Sujood al-Sahwi. I don't know how the translator would have rendered Sujood al-Sahwi, but you can say the prostrations of forgetfulness. Under it, all those ahadith you read, there are 6 particularly. 6 of them. We'll come back to them, inshallah. 6 hadiths. So when you read the 6 hadiths, you will understand the entire concept of sujood al-sahwi. Nobody will tell you any story. Say, no, this one is the hadith. This one is hadith. 6 hadiths on sujood al-sahwi. So Al-Imam al-Shawkani, after stating some of these hadiths, ahadith, in his sharh, he said, فَهَذِهِ الْأَحَادِيثُ الْمُصَرِّحَةُ بالسجود تارة قبل التسليم وتارة قبل بعده. He says, فهذه الأحاديث, these reports, المصرحة بالسجود, they are clear, these ahadith that clearly indicate that there is sujood قبل التسليم وتارة بعده. They show that there is these ahadith that show that the taslim should sometimes be before the taslim and sometimes after the taslim. تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ يَجُوزُ جَمِعُ ذَلِكِ. تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ مَذَا؟ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ يَجُوزُ كُلُّ ذَلِكِ. They all prove that all of that is permissible. So it is permissible to make al-ba'diyah for the case that our people will insist, you know, we must do qabliyah, kumwa qabliyah tibari, only shake qabli. Why? Because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nigba mi ama she qabli, nigba mi ama she, awon kan ni, some of those things you say, if he does this, he will say ba'liya. You will find a hadith that shows that he did that thing and he made qabliya. I intended from the beginning to just proceed in a manner that the matters will not be complex. So let's go on one after the other. But the point here is that Al-Imam Shawkani seeks to make us understand that sujood al-sahwi can be qabliya, it can also be what? Ba'diya. Whether the error in salat is ziyada or error of what? Nuqsan. Whether it's error of addition or error of what? Reduction. It is allowed. Yajuzu jami'u dhalik. These ahadith indicate that all of that or either of that is permissible. Before Shawkani rahimahullah, Al-Imam Qadi Iyad Al-Maliki, I tried to look for scholars of Malikiya on this issue. Because what we are saying contradicts Mazhab Malikiya. So don't say it is new. Even the scholars of Mazhab Malikiya say what we are saying. So don't say, what are Mazhab Malikiya? I want to say Mazhab Malikiya again sometimes. You mentioned Al-Imam Qadi Iyad. Rahimahullah. Qadi Iyad ibn Musa is one of the biggest scholars on the Mazhab of Al-Imam Malik. He is a 5th century. So don't say, I'm a Pajana, 5th century. He said, Rahimahullah, he says, وَلَا خِلَافَ بَيْنَ هَؤُلَاءِ الْمُخْتَلِفِينَ. There is no difference amongst those who differ. Some say, sujood al-sahwi, all must be qabliyako. Which Mazhab is that? Shafi'iyah. Some say, oh, sujood al-sahwi, all must be ba'diya. Which mazhab is that? Hanafiya. In mazhab Malikiya, it is half. Some can be qabliya, some can be ba'diya. All these people differing regarding these issues. La khilafa baynahum. Al-Imam Qadi Iyad said, they are not differed at all. Regarding what? Wa ghayrihim min al-ulama. And others apart from them amongst the ulama. They are not differed. Annahu that. لَوْ سَجَدَ قَبْلَ السَّلَامِ. If the individual were to make taslim before salam, if he makes sujood al-qabliya, أَوْ بَعَدَهُ, or he chooses to make the sujood al-ba'diya لِزِّيَادَةِ أَوِ النَّقْصِ, whether it is an error regarding an addition or an error regarding a reduction, أَنَّهُ يُجِزِئُهُ. La khilafa baynahum annahum ada yujzi'u. They are not differed that it suffices him. It is sufficient. Yajuz. Whether he makes that sujood qabliya or he makes the sujood ba'diya for an increment or a reduction. All these scholars say no, it should be ba'diya, it should be qabliya. They have one agreement point. What is that agreement point? If he makes this qabliya, his salah is valid. If he makes it ba'diya, his salah is valid. I'm sure that this point is clear to us. Al-Imam Qadi Iyad said that. He says, لَا خِلَافَ بَيْنَ هَؤُلَاءِ الْمُخْتَلِفِينَ وَغَيْرِهِمْ مِنَ الْعُلَمَاءِ أَنَّهُ لَوْ سَجَدَ قَبِلَ السَّلَامِ أَوْ بَعْدَهُ لِلزِّيَادَةِ أَوِ النَّقْسِ أَنَّهُ يُجْزِئُهُ وَلَا تَفْتِدُ صَلَاتُهُ. His salah is valid and it does not become null. وَإِنَّمَا إِخْتِلَافُهُمْ فِي الْأَفْضَلِ. The point of difference amongst them is regarding which one is better. Which one is better? Is it qabli that is better in this case? Or al-ba'di that is better in this case? But that if you do qabli or ba'di is allowed, they don't have any difference regarding the allowance that Al-Qabliya can be said in the case where they insist that we should say Ba'diya. And Al-Ba'diya can be said in the case of when they insist that we should say Qabliya. The difference is that which one is better. But in terms of permissibility allowance, Qabliya or Ba'diya is allowed. Whether the error is an error of increment or an error of what? Reduction. My dear brothers, is this matter clear to us? Qadi Iyad said that, rahimahullah, in his Sharh of Sahih Muslim, and Al-Imam al-Nawawi cites it in his Sharh of Sahih Muslim. Shaykh Muhammad ibn Adam al-Tiyuti also cited it in his Sharh of Sahih Muslim, Al-Bahru Muhib, the 13th volume, page 533. long before Qadiyyat. Before Qadiyyat. And Imam Ibn Abdul Barr, he also mentioned that in his book Al-Istizkar. He mentioned it in the fourth volume, page 359. He also mentioned it in his book Al-Kafi fi Fiqh ala Mazhab al-Imam Malik. He mentioned it in the fourth volume of that, page 149. Al-Hafiz Ibn Hajar also mentioned this position from Ibn Abdul Barr in the fourth volume of his book Fath al-Bari, page 123. Before Ibn Abdul Barr, Al-Imam al-Bayhaqi rahimahullah, Abu Bakr al-Bayhaqi, he is Shafi. Ibn Abdul Barr is Maliki. And one of the biggest scholars of Madhab Malikiya. One of the scholars said, we don't know whether a scholar has served that Madhab like Ibn Abdul Barr. Al-Maliki. He is saying that you can do Qabliya or Ba'diya. Some people will carry Ziyad, they will insist. No. Afa Madhab, one of the biggest scholars in your Madhab, say, I can do Qabliya and I can do Ba'diya. That is Ibn Abdul Barr. Before him, rahimahullah, Al-Imam Abu Bakr al-Bayhaqi, rahimahullah, al-Shafi'i, Al-Hafiz ibn Hajar mentioned him in Fath al-Bari, the third volume, page 123, to have said, says, وَرَجَّحَ الْبَيْهَكِيُّ طَرِيقَ التَّخْيِيرِ Al-Bayhaqi رَجَّحَ طَرِيقَ التَّخْيِيرِ He insists, he gives weight, he gives preference to the path, to the view of At-Takhir, giving the choice to the praying person. You have the choice. If you like, do Qabli. If you like, do Ba'di. Al-Imam al-Bayhaqi, he says that one has a stronger weight. Fi sujud al-sahwi, regarding the frustrations of forgetfulness. Qabla salam aw ba'dahu, whether before salam or ba'da salam. Fal-musalli bil-khiyar. The praying person has a choice. If he likes, he can make it before taslim. If he likes, he can make it when? After taslim. It is allowed, basically. This is Al-Bayhaqi is one of the biggest scholars of Madhab Shafi'iyya. He has a book, Manakib al-Shafi'i. Manakib al-Shafi'i occurs in two big volumes. Everything you want to know about Shafi'i is in the book. Al-Bayhaqi. Bayhaqi is a 4th century scholar of Islam. So you don't say, ah, what is Hansan, what is Sotiqbe? Okay. Al-Imam Malik, rahimahullah, he himself has a statement. Imam Malik ibn Anas, Abu Abdullah al-Madani, he himself has a statement that you can do Qabliya or Ba'diya to your choice. How do we know that? Al-Imam al-Alla'i. Al-Alla'i, talib al-ilm fil hadith masnu al-Imam al-Alla'i. Salahuddin al-Alla'i. So, he has a book. Jami'u al-Tahsin. Fi ma'rifati ruwati al-Marasi. If we want to explain this title, it should take our time. But he's a big scholar of hadith. He wrote a sharh of the hadith of Zulyadin. The hadith of Zulyadin. Do we remember that hadith? We'll read it to us today, inshallah. That the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he led the people in whether Zuhur or Asr. After the second rak'ah, he made taslim. He made tashahud and made taslim. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He went to stand in front of the masjid. Everybody was waiting. Ah, Zuhur, Asr. Some people had even gone out of the masjid. Ah, they've reduced the salah. Only 2 rakat for Zuhur and Asr. When we are in Medina, we are not upon a journey. Zulyadin said to the Prophet Muhammad, have you reduced the salah? Or Allah has changed the salah? The Prophet said, none of that has happened. Say, but you have reduced or you have reduced the salah. The Prophet said, no, I didn't reduce the salah. He said, you have reduced the salah, Messenger of Allah. Then he turned and asked the people, There's a faida in that hadith, we'll come back to it. This hadith of Dunya Day, Al-Imam Al-Alai has written a book on this hadith in over 500 pages. One hadith. He discussed all these issues regarding sujood as-sahwi. Single book, over 400 pages on this mas'ala, on this hadith, hadith of Zilyadeh, because there are a lot of issues around the hadith. And the hadith is in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim. So when he was making his sharh of this hadith, his book is called Nuzumul Fara'id. His book is called Nuzumul Fara'id Lima Tadammanahu Hadith Zilyadeh Min al-fawaid. One single hadith. While speaking in that hadith, he says, وَعَنْ مَالِكٍ قَوْلٌ آخَرٌ. There is another opinion that has been reported from Al-Imam Malik. What is that opinion? أَنَّ الْكُلَّ سَوَاهٌ. Imam Malik. There's a second opinion from him. That أَنَّ الْكُلَّ سَوَاهٌ. That is, either of them is allowed. They are the same. Whether you make sujood as-sahwi, qabla taslim, or what? Ba'da taslim. He said, annal kulla sawa. Ma qabla salam, wa ma ba'dahu, fi ziyadati wa naqs. Whether the salah is the salah in which there was an increment, or the salah is the salah in which there is a reduction. Annal kulla sawa. Al-Imam Malik said, rahimahullah, according to Imam Al-Alai, in his book Nuzumul Fawaid, he said the two Nuzumul Fara'id, said they are both the same. He said liwurudil ahadith bizalik, because there are ahadith that have shown that they are the same. Ahadith show that sometimes he made sajda sahwi qabla taslim or ba'da taslim. Let's give one example with this hadith of Zuliyadeh. Because it is the hadith, one of the ahadith that people say and insist that if you increase the salah, you must do al-ba'diyya. Because in this hadith of Zilyadeh, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made al-ba'diyya. He made his sujood sahwi ba'da taslim. You know, it was two rakat that he made, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He prayed two rakat and made taslim. What has he done? Has he increased the salah or he has reduced the salah? He increased it. If you say he increased it, you are speaking according to scholars in Mazhab Malikiya. If you say he reduced it, you are speaking according to scholars in other Mazhab, especially Mazhab Abu Hanifa. In any case, Sheikh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he is of the opinion that this hadith of Abu Huraira is an increment in salah. And the increment is that taslim at the middle. The taslim after the first tashahud. You see, that's an increment. Al-Imam Al-Khattabi before Ibn Taymiyyah, he said no. The increment is that he reduced the salah from four to how many? So two, it's reduction. Al-Imam Al-Khattabi said so that it is reduction. Ibn Taymiyyah said no, it's an addition. So if you can give evidence with that hadith for addition and for reduction, because he actually reduced the salah. Zulia then asked him, Anakosta salah, have you reduced the salah? This is evidence that it is reduction from the hadith itself. Zulia then asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have you reduced the salah? So you can't say this salah is a salah of addition, when inside the hadith itself, it contains a statement that shows that that salah is what? And it was ba'diyya the Prophet made, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it is hard to insist. It is hard to insist that if you add, you must be ba'di, if you reduce, it is hard. We will hear it from the statement of Al-Imam Al-Qurtubi. Al-Imam Al-Khattabi said, he said, rahimahullah, let me quickly read his statement. Al-Imam Al-Khattabi, rahimahullah, he says, لَمْ يَرْجِعْ مَنْ فَرَّقَ بَيْنَ الزِّيَادَةِ وَالنُّقْصَانِ. Those who differentiate between ziyada If it is ziyada, it is ba'diyah. If it is nuqsan, it is qabliyah. These people who differentiate between these two things, lam yarji' man farraqa bayna ziyadati wa nuqsan ila farqin sahih. They have not been able to correctly prove that difference. You will not be able to prove it. Sheikh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, who insists, rahimahullah, that the hadith of Dhul al-Yadayn is a hadith of what? Ziyada. And that ziyada is that taslim. It actually looks like that. But in that hadith itself, Dhul al-Yadayn told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has this salah reduced? So the Prophet came back alayhi salatu wasalam and made two units of prayer. What was he doing? He was adding to a salah that he stopped by reduction. And then he made taslim ba'da taslim. He made sujood sahwi ba'da taslim. So people like Al-Khattabi say, no, you can't insist. You can't argue it too further that there was ziyada and nuqsan. Because if you say there is ziyada, somebody else will prove to you this is nuqsan. So the correct thing is that there is basic allowance. Basic allowance. There is something better than that too. But it is basically allowed. Your Jews, if you spend sujood sahwi al-ba'di to correct a nuqsan, a nuqs in your salah, a reduction in your salah, it is also correct to use al-ba'diya to correct your nuqsan too. So you can correct any of them just as it's easy for you, as we have read from the statements of the scholars. So Al-Imam Malik, Al-Imam Al-Allai, cites him in Nuzum Al-Fara'id that he has another opinion apart from the popular opinion. And that opinion is that you can do what you like. If you like, do sujood sawi al-qabli. If you like, do it when? Badi, you are both correct. And he gave the reason, he says, the urudil ahadithi fi dhalik. Because there are ahadith that prove so. So if there are ahadith that prove so, so what do you want to argue? And that's why in Fathul Bari, Ibn Hajar rahimahullah, he said that Ibn Abdul Barri is insisting that this is the correct opinion of Malik. Ibn Abdul Barri is saying that the correct opinion of Malik is that you can pray as you like. You can make sujood sahwi before or after taslim. Whether the error is an error of increment, or the error is an error of what? Reduction. What are we proving by citing the statements of this scholar? We are saying that that statement of Al-Imam Shokani rahimahullah, that wahuwa sajdatani qabla taslimi aw ba'dahu, is not a strange statement. It's not strange. That statement of Al-Imam Malik that we refer to in Nuzm al-Fara'id by Al-Imam al-Allai, it occurs in page 491. I said the book is in not less than 400 pages. What I just cited is in page 491. Abu Abdurrahman printed my copy of it. How many pages? Over 500. This matter is in 491. It is, there are other issues after it that Allah it was discussing. Rahimahullah. So Al-Imam Malik has another view apart from the view that is commonly ascribed to him on Qabliya and Ba'diya. In the second opinion, that some of the scholars of Malikiya even insist that that is the correct view from him. He says that you can make sujood sahwi qabla taslim or ba'da taslim. I hope that this matter is clear. But there is still one thing you will ask me, my dear brothers. I have been trying to insist that there are scholars who said it before Shawkani. We mentioned Qadi Iyad. We mentioned Ibn Abdul Barr al-Namri. We mentioned Imam al-Allai. We mentioned al-Imam Malik himself, rahimahullah. There are many others. Al-Imam al-Mawardi in Hishar al-Sahih Muslim. He said there's ijma of ulama on that. Al-Mawardi, he said there's ijma on that. When he said there's ijma, some scholars say no, but there are scholars who differ. Ibn Hajar said those who differ after there had been an ijma. What is that ijma upon? It's upon. The ijma is upon the fact that the praying person can make sujood sahwi before taslim or when or after taslim. It is not a strange opinion. So now, having established that this statement does not start from Ashokani rahimahullah, neither did it start from Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah. They've been there to the extent that some of them can say there's ijma on it. What is the proof for that view? Because the one that shouldn't shake is the proof, the statement from the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. What is the proof that it is allowed to make sujood sahwi qabla taslim? If you like, you make sujood sahwi ba'da taslim. Which hadith says so? Because these statements of scholars are not proofs in themselves. They are proofs because they explain a statement from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are not proofs in themselves. What is a proof in itself is a statement of who? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or a verse from the Quran. So what is the proof that establishes this statement that we have cited, that these scholars have said before Shawkani rahimahullah? This is the hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu. Fortunately, this hadith also occurs in Sahih Muslim. I encourage us to go to Babu As-Sahwi fi Salah in Kitab al-Masajid in Sahih Muslim. You will see this hadith. Very important on this issue. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu said that the Prophet said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا زَادَ الرَّجُلُ أَوْ نَقَصَ فَلْيَسْجُدْ سَجْدَتَيْنِ إِذَا زَادَ الرَّجُلُ أَوْ نَقَصَ فَمَذَا فَلْيَسْجُدْ سَجْدَتَيْنِ. The Prophet said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا زَادَ الرَّجُلُ أَوْ نَقَصَ. When an individual observing his salah, زَادَ, if he increases the rak'at, أو نقص, or he reduces the rak'at, فَلْيَسْجُدْ سَجْدَتَيْنِ. كُشَتِ شَسُجُودْ لَمِجِ. Let him just make sujood twice. How does this become a proof here? He did not tell him make sujood before or make sujood after. He said just make sujood. How many are those sujood? Two. So when Imam Shawkani said rahimahullah that wahuwa sajdatan, you see now, he says fal yasjud makam sajdatan. Let the person just make two sujood. إِذَا زَادَ الرَّجُلُ أَوْ نَقَصَ مَذَا يَفْعَلْ فَلْيَسْجُدْ سَجْدَتَيْنِ. If an individual increases in his salah or he reduces in his salah, كُسَتِسِ سَجْدَ الْأَنَجِ, let him make sujood twice. This statement that I have made, some people can say, where did you get, let him just make sujood twice. And that does not mean that it can be before or after. That is what the hadith apparently says. And that is what ulama have taken from it. From amongst those who explain that hadith, as I have explained it, is Al-Imam Abul Abbas Al-Qurtubi, Al-Imam Ahmad ibn Umar Al-Qurtubi, Abul Abbas, the teacher of Al-Imam Al-Qurtubi that you know, the author of Al-Jami'u Al-Ahkam Al-Quran, Abu Abdullah Al-Qurtubi, one of his teachers is called Ahmad ibn Umar Al-Qurtubi. He has a Sharh Sahih Muslim. He is the one who made this statement. He said, rahimahullah, he says, هَذَا يَقْتَدِ التَّسْوِيَةِ. This statement of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يَقْتَدِ التَّسْوِيَةِ, it implies equality بَيْنَ مَا كَانَ لِلنَّقْسِ وَبَيْنَ مَا كَانَ لِلزِّيَادَةِ, between the error that comes as a result of a nafs reduction and the error that comes as a result of what? An addition. He went forward and said, وَالتَّفْرِقَةُ الَّتِي حَقَيْنَاهَا عَنْ أَصْحَابِنَا, and the difference between the two, التي حكيناها عن أصحابنا, that we have reported from our scholar, يعني المالكية, because he's Maliki, rahimahullah. That difference, man, if it is ziyada, you make ba'diya. If it is nafs, you make what? Qabliya. This difference that we have been talking about, مخالفةٌ لهذا النفس, it contradicts this clear-cut text from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَتُلْغَى. Let it therefore be nullified. Who said so? Al-Qurtubi rahimahullah. Let that our statement therefore become null and void. Insisting that it must be qabliya or ba'diya, if not the salah is incomplete. Let that statement go and die. Fatulga. Al-Imam al-Qurtubi said. He says, mukhalifatun. This is our statement that we have reported from our scholars in Madhab Malikiya. Mukhalifatun. Lihaza nafs. It contradicts this hadith from the Prophet Muhammad. Alayhi salatu wasalam. Fatulga. Let that our tafriqa, differentiating between ba'diya, qabliya, ziyada, naqsan, tulga. Let it therefore become null and void. This statement, it occurs in his Sharh al-Sahih Muslim by Shaykh Muhammad ibn Adam al-Ethiopi. He cites it in his Sharh al-Sahih Muslim, Al-Bahr al-Muhit, volume 13, page 607. He said, rahimahullah, هَذَا يَقْتَدِ التَّسْوِيَةِ. This hadith, إِذَا زَادَ الرَّجُلُ أَوْ نَقَصَ فَلْيَسْجُدْ سَجْدَتَيْنِ يَقْتَدِ التَّسْوِيَةِ بين ماذا؟ ما كان للنقص وبين ما كان للزيادة. He went forward and said, والتفرقة التي حكيناها عن أصحابنا يعني المالكية مخالفة لهذا النص فلتلغى. Let it therefore become null and void. What we say, إخوة, is that it is allowed to make sujood sahwi before or after. Lubatao, Qurtubi is Maliki. Al-Imam Ahmad ibn Umar, Al-Qurtubi is Maliki. Don't say if you insist that Ahmadab Malikiya. Don't insist. These are the scholars of Malikiya, but Ibn Abdul Barr we quoted is Maliki. So don't insist. Qadi Iyad recited is Maliki. Al-Bayhaqi al-Shafi'i, al-Allai al-Shafi'i. We mentioned al-Imam al-Mawardi. I deliberately did not quote his statement. Writing it down. He said that ijma, that it is yajuz, yajuz, it is something that is allowed. You can make sujood sahwi for ziyada or nuqsan. If you like, you make it what? Qabliya. If you like, you make it what? Ba'diya. I hope that this point is clear. And the proof for it is the hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud in Sahih Muslim. He could have come from that. It's a hadith in Sahih Muslim. Hadith in Sahih Muslim. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud reported the hadith. He said, radiyallahu anhu, that the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا زَادَ الرَّجُلُ أَوْ نَقَصَى فَلْيَسْجُدْ سَجْدَتَهُ. If the individual increases or reduces salah, that is a sajda language. Make sajda twice. And we've heard the explanation of Al-Imam Al-Qurtubi regarding that hadith. The same explanation was given regarding this hadith by Al-Imam Shawkani, the author of our book, Ad-Durar Al-Bahiyya, in his other book that he has, Nail Al-Authar. Go to Nail Al-Authar. Wana law wumbe. So there is basic allowance, dear brothers. If you increase your salah, maybe you make sujood 3 times, or you make adhkar, you are supposed to, for example, recite a surah after I'm trying to give us an example. We've been talking about increasing rak'at. Somebody should give us an example regarding reducing salah and increasing salah. Reciting another surah is sunnah. From the sunnah of salah. Instead of reciting aloud, we recite silently. We'll come back to those ones. If you recite aloud or silently, you can also make, there is no ziyad and there is no nuqsan in your salah. There is no ziyad. You have not added to salah. But there is naqsu nimbabil mustahab. There is a reduction from the things that is mustahab in salah. If you do it deliberately, you don't need to do the sahwi. Do you know that? Ikhwa, if you perform salah zuhur, you didn't recite any surah in the first two rak'ahs deliberately, do you know you are not entitled to sujood the sahwi? But if you do it mistakenly, you are entitled to sujood the sahwi. You didn't intend not to recite the surah. You must perform sujood the sahwi because it is an error. And that is governed by another hadith. لِكُلِّ سَهْوٍ سَجْدَةٌ. Aha. For every error that sajda. This comes under that hadith. Just like what Butur said. If you are to read in Salatul Maghrib aloud, Babali Mamu, Salatul Maghrib, you should read aloud. You read silently. If you do it deliberately, this is how I want to perform this Maghrib. There is no sujood sahwi. Because reading aloud or reading it silently are from the sunan of salah. But if the individual mistakenly reads it silently instead of reading it aloud, and this is what is common. It is not common to deliberately recite silently in Maghrib. There's a reason I'm saying this, so Elomile Kibagidi. He would have heard such that he should make sujood the sahwi, either qabliya or ba'diya. After all, I can deliberately not do it. If you deliberately not do it, the ruling is different from if you mistakenly not do it. If you mistakenly not read aloud, you make sujood the sahwi. If it's a mistake, because he said alayhi salatu wasalam that likulli sahwin sajdatun. But if it is deliberate, this Salatul Zuhr, I will not read any surah, or this Salatul Maghrib. Imam says, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِينَ. The rest of us say, Ameen. And he says, Allahu Akbar. Don't start Subhanallah. Don't shout Subhanallah. If you shout Subhanallah, he won't answer you. And his salah is sound. That was done during the time of the Prophet Muhammad too. Alayhi salatu wasalam. In the hadith of Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari in Bukhari and Muslim. That hadith is also referred to the hadith of Muaz. The man who left Muaz. We remember that hadith? We remember that hadith? The man who left Muaz, he only recited Suratul Fatiha, he did not recite a surah. And he told it to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet did not tell him to go and make sujood sahwi. Neither did he tell him that it was an error. So that is from the aspects of sunnatun takririyatun. The sunnah that the Prophet hears and affirms. So it's an aspect of the sunnah. But I always encourage our brothers, if you know a new thing or you find something new, when you want to do it, educate your people first. Educate first. Educate your people first. That you can pray like this. I'm sure if we are to pray Maghrib now, if it happens like this now, nobody will ask you any question. We will just walk away. But if you do that with other people, they will ask you questions. In fact, they may not be ready to listen to any assignment. Any explanation? Nimaka ganwa manke sura. Nimaka. Alomaka aloma. You know, kila wan sofwa. You go like take your tea. Your mati. Afa bubu afa. Anabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He establishes it in that hadith. Fortunately, the hadith is also in Bukhari and Muslim. The hadith of Muad. The man said, Muaz was becoming long. I just left. I didn't do any other thing than Fatiha. After Fatiha, I left. The Prophet didn't say anything. That was from his silent approval. So it's allowed. So you don't need to do sujood sahwi if you do that kind of a thing deliberately. But sometimes it can happen out of a mistake. If it happens by error, then alayka sujudi sahwi. You must make sujudi sahwi. When? Qabla taslim aw ba'da taslim. I hope that this point is clear, inshallah. After this stage, we said it is basically allowed to do the sujudi sahwi before or after taslim. There's another stage to that. The next stage to that is that, but there are better things. You can do something better than that. We have spent 56 minutes in this class. This next stage will make us read 4 ahadith. I am thinking that we should stop like this. This is the difference between giving a lecture about something and explaining in a class situation. If it were in a lecture, we'll package everything for that 1 hour. Even though they invite you from Lagos to Maiduguri to give a lecture. After you spend 1 hour, the program coordinator will come and give you one paper. Many times I say, I've not even done Mukaddima, say I have 10 minutes more. They will think that by saying 10 minutes more, they have done benefit to you. So all the things you prepare to tell the people, you take it away. It's with you. So who is losing? But they think that the DJ say, okay, we give him 10 minutes. The Amir will say, give him 10 minutes more. The program organizer will look at Amir again. Go Abu Abdullah. He says, time is up. Just give him 5 minutes more. As if to say, just dash him. But the man is the one who has something to benefit us. For me, this is the reason why I don't go for long distance lectures. Many times, you've not even made a point, they'll give you a paper. Because now we become a people that say, let's go. Say, let's go. So now, this kind of a class, some people who want to be say, subhanallah. They'll say, what are people sick of yakibadi? Petit voila yedada. What we are saying is that you are Jews. It is allowed. You can do that. Either qabla taslim or ba'da taslim. And there are proofs for it. Scholars say it. So inshallah in the next class. Okay, what about all these other ahadith from the Prophet Muhammad that show that he made taslim ba'da. He made the sujood sahwi ba'da taslim. He shows that sujood sahwi ba'da taslim jais. Oh, here he made sujood sahwi qabla taslim. He showed that sujood sahwi qabla taslim jais. Cool. That is what the proof. Otherwise, he has told us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا زَادَ الرَّجُلُ أَوْ نَقَصَ فَلْيَسْجُودَ سَجْدَةً. Whether you make increments or you make reduction in your salah, فَلْيَسْجُدْ سَجْدَتَيْن. This فَلْيَسْجُدْ سَجْدَتَيْن means that sujood sahwi is compulsory. It's sigatul amr. And that is the position of jumhur ul-ulama. Sujood sahwi regarding the arkan of salah and wajibat of salah is wajib. For example, if you were to pray Fajr, 2 rak'ah, if you pray 1 rak'ah, you made taslim, or you sat down after the first rak'ah, thinking that you are on the 2nd rak'ah, then you remember the first taslim, you stand up again. These 2 situations are different though. So let's take them one after the other. You sat down thinking that you're on the 2nd rak'ah, then you stood up again. What we knew before, what will he do? He will do badi because he has increased that salah in the sitting. He has not made taslim. So he will make sujood sahwi ba'da taslim. This was what we knew before. If he makes it like that, it is correct. If he makes the sujood based on the new thing we know now, if he makes sujood sahwi before taslim, is it allowed? Yes. If he makes sujood sahwi after taslim, is it allowed? Yes. Whether it was an addition or a reduction. Okay. The man made 1 rak'ah and make taslim. Then he was told, ah, that salah he made, it was one rakah. He went back. He brought the second rakah. You know, there is difference among ulama whether he has increased or reduced. Some of them said that in that hadith of Zuliyadin, there are more than one errors there. Some say there is error of ziyada, that is the taslim. There is error of nuqsan, that is the fact that he made two rak'at. So all the sujood are together. That's why they also say, if you make more than one error in salah, one sujood sawi of two prostrations is sufficient for you. This is not Habul Jumhur. More than one error, one sujood sawi, we take care of all the errors. One sujood sawi, I don't mean one prostrating one so. I mean sujood sawi, two prostrations that we make for one error will go for as many errors as possible. We'll come back to all these, inshallah. So I'm just trying to say that a class atmosphere is different from a lecture atmosphere. In class, you try to ensure that you understand. If it were a lecture, all those statements of scholars, I may not quote them. I'll just quote the hadith and proceed. But in a class, we have to know. The early Muslims said that, yes. Qadi Iyad said that. The scholars say that. Ibn Abdul Barr said, oh, in fact, all those people you are hearing their statement, what they mean is that it is allowed for you to make before and after. So it's not strange. Al-Lalai quoted the statement of Malik. That there's a second opinion. Don't think that's the only opinion on sujood sawi from Madhab Malik for ziyada and nuqsan. He has a second opinion that it is allowed to do any of the two. Ulama said it. So don't say, oh, it's a new, it's not new. And the proof for it is that hadith from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. And Al-Imam al-Qurtubi Abu al-Abbas said that that hadith contradicts what they say in Madhab Malik. He said, so that's the freak, or that's different thing by here, Kobliya, we are saying Mazhab Malikiya, Faltulga. Let it become nullified. We are all that is a law. That's what Al-Qurtubi said long ago. Rahimahullah. So inshallah, we'll continue in the next class regarding sujood sahw. There's a second stage of sujood sahw. What we have explained is what is permissible. There is something that is also encouraged, a better thing to do. So what is the better thing to do on sujood sahwi? Inshallah, in our next class, we'll explain. So today we are only able to say that Babu sujood sahwi ko, Babu sujood sahwi, wa huwa sajidatani qabla taslim, aw mada, aw ba'dahu. I think we can stop here for today, inshallah. Alaykum as-salam.
Who recites aloud in Zuhr deliberately?
Who recites aloud in Zuhr deliberately? Deliberately, he has no sujood sahwi on him. Because to recite, and the salah is valid. Because to recite silently in Zuhr is from the sunan of salah. So if he chooses deliberately not to do so, he does not have to make sujood sahwi deliberately. But if he did not do it deliberately, he does it out of an error, then he has to make sujood sahwi. Sujood sahwi are for errors. If we do something deliberately, they will either destroy our salah, reduce our rewards, yes, or that we'll have to make sujood sahwi to care for the error. But in this case, his rewards will be reduced. But he does not make sujood. He does not need to make a sujood. Alaykum salam. Let me quickly say that because asiboyeti kwanisi. Don't say that Abu Nasir said, when you make zuhr now, you can be reading it aloud, bro. Don't say that. Some people will say it. You can say, oh, Abu Nasir said that when you make Salatul Isha now, you can read silently if you like. Today I want to read silently. Don't make that kind of. May Allah forgive all of us. But we are talking fiqhiyah. Otherwise, Which sensible Muslim will contradict what the Prophet did? The Prophet will pray Zuhr and Asr silently. Will it be sensible for Malayi and Nabi to now say, oh no, I want to pray my own aloud? So it's not just about reduction in reward. Yes, your salah is valid, but you are missing following the best of human beings. Muhammad ibn Abdullah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if you ask me, what do I lose when you do that? You lose following the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa sallam. So let it not be something that we would like to do. But it can happen. It can happen. So when it happens, you know that you don't have to make a sujood sahwi. But if it was as a result of a mistake, you have to make sujood sahwi. When? Either before taslim or after taslim. Alaykum salam. It's supposed to. Out of error. He read it out of error. You have the laws already. You have the basic rule already. Has he made error or not? He read Surah Al-Fatiha silently. People said Subhanallah, so he increased his volume and started reading aloud. Is he entitled to sujood sahwi or not? Yes, he has heard. Likulli sahwin sajidat. You quoted the hadith. Sometimes we like to ask detailed questions when the basic rules are given to us. Let's not be doing that, so that I will not take the time for other people. Apply it. You are the mufti now on this issue. Apply that hadith to your issue. What will he do? He makes a deal with that. Now, I mean one. Jumping from one surah to the other. I don't know now. The reason I say I don't know that is that I'm thinking that I have seen something like that. Let me answer it in another class, inshallah. Jumping from one surah to another surah. You can jump from Taha to Qasas. You know that you can jump from Qasas to Taha. You can jump from Shuara to Taha. You can jump from Araf to Anfal to An'am. You can jump from Anfal to Nisa or Tawbah. Abu Ishaq. Hakada. You can jump from Anfal to Tawbah. Because there are verses that look alike in these two, in Anfal and Tawbah, and then Anfal and Tawbah and parts of Nisa. In fact, Nisa, parts of Nisa and parts of Ala Imran. An'am and Araf. Araf and Hud. Qasas and Taha, they have similar verses. You can join them if you are not careful. Sometimes Ahzab and Nur. So but these are for those who memorize Quran, they are just making muraja. There are people when they don't jump to anywhere. They memorize all those resemblances together with it. Yes, Al-Imam Shinkiti mentioned that when he spoke about himself and his people. They have a book they memorized regarding similar verses, mutashabihat, tilkira'ah. So they will memorize those mutashabihat together with the correct memorization. So when you read one verse in Anbiya, you expect that to be in Qasas, they will tell you, no, this one is in Qasas. The one in Anbiya reads like this, the one in Qasas reads like this. It's an aspect of Ulumul Quran. If you mention the one in An'am, you thinking that they will jump into Araf, they'll say no. The one in Araf says this. In Anbiya, what did they do to Ibrahim? There's a similarity in the case of Ibrahim in Anbiya and Safat. And the difference is wawun. Sometimes it's fatun. In Safat, what did he say? فَجَعَلْنَا هُمُ الْأَخْسَرِينَ وَأَرَادُوا بِهِ كَيْدًا. In Safat, not Ambiana. Safat. وَأَرَادُوا بِهِ كَيْدًا. Safat, what will you say? Fafun? Faf. فَجَعَلْنَا هُمُ الْأَخْسَرِينَ. In Ambiya, وَأَرَادُوا بِهِ كَيْدًا وَجَعَلْنَا هُمُ الْأَخْسَرِينَ. In Ambiya, wawun. In Safat, fafun. They memorize those differences together with it. So usually people who are mahirun, who are masters, the Quran has no master. Wallahi. Because no matter how you know it, you will make mistake. I tell you, Quran, the one to whom it was revealed make mistakes. So tani wa. You will make mistakes. Quran, in fact, in Surah Al-Fatiha, I tell you, sometimes you say, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, you say, Min shari al-waswas al-khannas. You start hearing Subhanallah, Subhanallah. And the day you go back and listen to it, you say, Fatiha. It happens. The Quran will turn you to something else. Usually it happens the day a man begins to boast about it. The day begins to say, anywhere, let them throw you one. You will not succeed, you will not finish that verse. I tell you. The day you see a man saying anywhere, give him his ajah and nasrullahi wal fath. Ask him, what is the next verse? He will say, min shari waswas al-khannas. Inna Allah la yuhibbu kulla mukhtalin fakhur. Yalla protect us. How will someone that has missed some raka'at correct his salah when the imam has made a mistake of an addition to the salah before that person joined the salah? When you came in, the imam had made an error in the second raka'ah, you didn't know. By the end of the salah, he made sajdatu sahwi or sujudu sahwi al-ba'diyah. Immediately after his taslim, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, you stood up to complete your own. This questioner is asking, what will the person who stood up do? He will make sujood like the imam. We will read it here. Al-Imam al-Shawkani mentioned it, rahimahullah. What did he say? Wa iza sajad al-imam taba'ahu al-mu'tam. When the imam makes sujood al-sahwi, the person behind him also makes sujood al-sahwi. That's also the fatwa of Shaykh Muhammad Nasiruddin al-Albani. If you do that kind of a thing, you came into salah, it's an error already. So when you see the imam making sujood, you make sujood and follow the imam. How will the person correct his salah? I think we have answered that question. Question two, please, is it correct to speak out the intention when reading the supplication of istikhara, as it is in Hisnul Muslim? Yes, when you are reading the azkar, you will say Hazal Amr. The matter is known. You can say it in Yoruba, say it in Arabic, whatever. You can also leave it like that. Don't forget that at the beginning of Salatul Istikhara, you must have determined what you want to do. That Ishara, Haza, Allah has known where that Ishara points to. So if you don't make it, no problem. If you make it, Labas. Allahu Alam. Alaykum Assalam. Now, inshallah, omit badi, meet the muazzin. Someone comes into the masjid and the salah was already over, but he meets sujood sahwi. Badi, He means by this. His question, I think, is that does that person have salah? Does he have reward of salatul jama'ah? He has the reward of salatul jama'ah. Because that sujood sahwi is part of their salah. They are correcting their salah. You can't say what with which they are correcting salah is not part of their salah. That's why Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, he has an opinion that if not for a hadith that proves that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made sujood sahwi ba'da taslim, he would have said that all sujood sahwi should be before taslim. He said because it is part of salah. So you should not bring something that is part of salah outside the salah. But there is evidence. So the fact remains that they will still submit to the text. That's how those people will lie. So sometimes when you see them saying something different from the text, something, there is a reason. So what we are saying is that that sujood sahwi al-ba'diyya that you mentioned, or al-ba'di that you mentioned, is part of the salah. Because they are using it to correct the salah. It is not possible that there is salah and what you want to use to correct the salah is not part of the salah. So a person who joins them in that has also met the salah. Do you understand? Allahu a'lam. Alaykum as-salam. Naam. What brings reduction? Why did they differ? They have differed for so many reasons. They have differed, they understood those nusus so many ways. And Imam Shafi, for example, he said the hadith of Abu Hurairah when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made sujood sahwi after the taslim. He said he could not have made it any other time after the taslim. But others say no. He knew that there had been an error at the beginning of salah. At the beginning of adding the two rakat to the first two that he had read. So he did it deliberately. But he said no. What happened was that he was told about the error. Because the increment is, like they say, and Ibn Taymiyyah also say is the taslim. So that was when he was told about the error. Otherwise, he would not have been saying, no, what we are saying is that at the end of that salah, instead of making al-ba'diyya, he made al-qabliyya, he made ba'diyya. It was deliberate. You say ba'diyya because there is not. He reduced the salah by two rak'ahs. So it's supposed to be ba'diyya by what we understand generally speaking. And that is what Malikiyah will say. You see now this is evidence that when you make error, they will now bring another hadith. The hadith of Abdullah ibn Buhayna. In that hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he left at tashahud al-awwal, the first tashahud. He stood up. So he made four units of prayer. He now made taslim before. He now made sujood sahwi before the taslim. They say, you see now, the correct thing to do is to make it before the taslim. When he made it after the taslim, that's the reason why he made it. They'll be giving you explanations. That's what they refer to as ta'wilat. They'll make ta'wil. They'll give it an interpretation. That there's a reason why this one happened like this. Oh, there's a reason why this one happened like this. That's why Al-Khattabi said, those people who say that it's the free, their tafriq has not gone back to ila farqin sahih. They are just statements. You can't prove those things that was exactly the reason why it happened like that. You are finding an explanation for it. Do you understand? So what an easier thing to do in circumstances like this, which of the views more comes closer to the text? That is the correct. The closer it is to the text. Now you see, this is what everybody has said. Which one is nearer to the text? These are the works, these are the things that people like Al-Imam Shawkani, Nawawi, Ibn Abdul Barr, we are doing in later times. That's why they refer to them as Al-Muhakkikun min Al-Ulama. Those who will go to all those opinions and say, okay, this is the hadith, this is the opinion. What is the level of conformity? They'll be telling this one correct, this one is not correct. Day to day, have differences sometimes. Do you understand? Allahu Alam. In fact, that itself requires an entire class. Why have they differed in the explanations? You can go on explaining. This is the reason, this is the reason. Allahu Alam. But the text is not different. The text is clear. Man zada aw naqasa falyasjud sajdatayn. You will increase or you reduce, pray 2 units. Make 2 units of sujood. It didn't say when. Ba'diyya or qabliyya. So all those kinds of texts will remove you from Allahu Alam. Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah has a whole book. He called it Raf'ul Malam Anil A'immatil A'lam. Removing the blame from our noble, eminent scholars. He is discussing the reasons why scholars differ. After him, Al-Imam Waliyullah Ad-Dahlawi. He also gives an entire book on that, Ikhtilaful Ulama. After him, Shaykh Muhammad Salih Ibn Salih Al-Uthaymeen. Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, he has a book, Al-Khilafu Bayn al-Ulama. Sometimes it is good to understand, why is it that scholars differ, Ghana? I hope that in the more private halqas that our ustaz, they have for us, they will read books like this to us. You understand, why do they differ? There are reasons why they did. Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen mentioned 10. He coded the 21 or 22 that Ibn Taymiyyah mentioned into 10. Do you understand? Sheikh Atiyah Muhammad Salim also has a book on that. Al-Khilaf Bayn al-Ulama. Sheikh Atiyah Muhammad Salim is the student of Al-Imam Shinkiti rahimahullah. He was a mudarris, he was teaching hadith and fiqh in Masjid al-Nabawi before he passed away. He was also the one who compiled Rahimahullah. He completed Adwa al-Bayan fi Dhahi al-Qur'an al-Qur'an by Al-Imam Abu Mukhtar Muhammad al-Shinkiti. So all these people wrote about why do scholars differ. These are the kinds of issues that our younger brothers in the university should be addressing in their programs. Because from the very beginning, it will not make you hate fiqh. Many people hate fiqh. There's difference. When will they stop having difference? If you understand why those differences come, you'll be praising them when you hear the difference. Rahimahumullah. So these are the things we should be nurturing young people about, to understand why those differences. Allah, if you understand them, you'll appreciate them a lot. You respect scholars a lot. In fact, you don't like to take an opinion until you have known what other opinions do we have. Because it will expand your horizon about that issue. When you heard that the hadith of Zuliyadeh, Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah said that taslim, the first taslim after the first 2 units of prayer is the addition to the salah. Abi? Al-Khattabi said no, that salah was a salah of reduction. Do you think they didn't know what they are saying? Is it a salah of reduction or not? Huh? Is it salah of addition or not? So which aspect are they looking at matters a lot? But it is salah of both addition and reduction. Very interesting. This deen is very interesting. It will, that when Allah is saying li ulil albab, that is what it means, intellectually sound people. Unlike Christianity, that's a fraud. And meant for people who are intellectually lowly. Those are the people you see in Christianity. Inside Islam, you must be sound of sense. If you can't think well and reason well, you will follow somebody who is thinking well and reasoning well. Me, Allahu alam. But this one, I know him. Anything he does, I will do it. The implication of that is that what are you still following? You are still following knowledge. If you can't get it yourself, you rely on someone who has it. There is nothing like that in Christianity. Sati ma tewo pa kosi ma ijojo. Sadhak. I think we still have a few minutes to. Yes, we have 4 minutes. Assalamu alaikum. If we don't have any other option than to make salah at the behind an imam that is making something called jalabi, the people use of head of snake, the eyes of bird, to solve problem, no, to create problem. Wallahi, they are not solving any problem. They are creating problems. Nobody goes to Jalabi people and comes back safe. Illa yasha Allahu Rabbi. Except Allah wills. His case will be getting worse. If he took one case today, he will come back with three. If you take the three today, come back with six. If you go with six, you come back with 15. They will be adding more to it. And when they meet themselves, they will be laughing about you. Ah, boo, give you well. So it's also fraud too, religious fraud. I was saying somewhere that there is need for EFCC to have a section, religious fraud. People who make fraud in the name of God, they should be arrested too. One pastor tells you, go and steal money. When you steal the money you bring, you say, don't worry, Jesus Christ has died for that money you stole. Just bring the money. The money becomes good because Jesus Christ died for that money. The man stole the money in 2018. When did Jesus Christ die? If Jesus Christ died, and he did not die, alayhi salatu wasalam. They say, don't worry, Jesus Christ has died for that money. So bring it to the church. Who is the church? The man who is riding private jet. May Allah protect us all. So there are religious fraudsters. These are the Jalabi people. They are fraudsters. Religious fraudsters. They destroy the dunya of the people. They defraud them in their dunya. They defraud them of their akhirah. May Allah protect us. If a man like this that you have described, because when Jalabi involves slaughtering, then it involves shirk al-akbar. It involves ash-shirk al-akbar. Then don't observe your salah behind him. If you are sure that he does this, slaughters, even if be a lizard, he will kill a lizard to do something. Don't pray behind him. Don't pray behind him. Look for another masjid to pray. But make effort on him too. Make da'wah to him. Talk to him. Write to him. Engage him. If you can. If you can't, look for somebody who can engage him. Maybe your daddy, maybe your uncle. Engage him. If you have a stay in the masjid, make sure that he's removed. People like that should not lead the people in Salah. Allahu Akbar. Now, how do we make Ba'diyah? Should we make another Tahiyyah before Taslim? No. We'll come back to it. No Tashahud. If you want to make Ba'diyah, you want to make your Sujood al-Sahwi after Taslim, after those two units of prostration, you don't need to make atahiyyatu lillah, atayyibatu wa salawat again. Just go to prostration, sit down and make the sleep. We will come back to it because Al-Imam al-Shawkani spoke about it. In his view it is correct, but this his view is wrong. He will explain it to us, inshallah. He said it involves al-ihram, bil-ihram wa tashahud. It's wrong. La ihram fihi wa la tashahud. It does not have takbira fil ihram. It does not also have tashahud. How did he get it? We'll explain it, inshallah. When we get to it. From where did Shokani get what he said? He relied on some ahadith, but they are very weak. He would tell us what he said, how he said, how he proved it, and the error in his proving. So it's wrong to think that there's ihram and tashahud in sujood al-sahwi al-ba'diyah. Allahu Akbar. I think we can stop here, dear brother. Up. Bismillah. We can stop at this point. Now, the what? Tashbihul yadayn. When going to the masjid? Tashbih is putting the fingers into themselves. It is the misruling discouraged before Salah. Don't do it before Salah. But it is Sunnah after Salah. Tashbih al-Yadayn is Sunnah after Salah. Be doing it sometimes. In the hadith of Dhul Yadayn, when the Prophet made the slim, Shabbaka, Bayna Yadayn, he made the slim. He made the Tashbih. Indeed, like this. He connected his fingers of the right hand into the fingers of the left hand. So do it sometimes after the sleep. Ulama say it is sunnah. But before Salah, it is prohibited. Do we understand? I think we can stop here, inshallah. Subhanakallah wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Ameen. Thank you.